This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Recent meetings of the Carbondale Human Relations Commission have brought up concerns about several issues. Among them are worries about how to recruit and retain more students at SIUC, as well as plans for a solar array on the city's northeast side. I talked to Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams about these issues, starting with concerns that contamination at the old Copper's Wood treatment site might be disturbed with that proposed solar array.
It's a question of people accepting the findings and believing in continued testing that the federal government's doing at that, and it's a brown site. Part of the thing that I like about the solar array is we're not digging into that ground anymore. These things are just sitting on top of what is there. There's something like 3 feet of capping soil on that. The groundwater has been tested around the site, away from the site, multiple times. This mitigation started over 20 years ago. And we either have to trust the federal EPA and even the Illinois EPA if they're involved in their results, or we don't. And I think, unfortunately, some folks just don't want to believe that it's safe.
To play devil's advocate, if I could, if your home was in that area, would you feel like everything was safe there? Would you be willing to live in that area?
I would, with the testing that's been done now. 30 years ago, no, I wouldn't want to be out in that area. And you know, that's the history that's way back for that neighborhood. And there's a lot of good folks there that remember that time. And they saw members of their family suffer from cancer and so on that they got from working with those really harsh chemicals in that plant. So there's a lot of hard feelings there, and I understand that. I'm not pushing for that solar array. I think it's a nice thing for Carbondale. It's the world's going solar. It would put us on the map as being solar friendly and willing to look at more solar development here. But it's not at the top of any agenda that I might have.
Sure. Gary, when it comes to people contacting the city, if they've got concerns about something like this, is that information that's available, all those tests and results and things like that?
Yeah, I've made it available 3 years ago when I first got into my role. But the easiest way to get all this data is you can go to our website, explorecarbondale.com, and there's a tab under the government section that says Coppers, K-O-P-P-E-R-S, and it has all the monthly monitoring reports over the last 3 years. It's got all the EPA community health assessment, remediation plans, letters from concerned citizens, responses to concerned citizens. There's a whole history that's been presented in public meetings, public presentations going back to 2006. Everything that you would need to know about Coppers, probably more than you want to know, is on our website.
Sure, and that's all because of its federal designation, because of all those chemicals. This is something that the federal government has to keep an eye on because of the findings that were reached more than a decade ago.
Correct.
Yeah, and you know, one other thing that occurred to me that people don't think about, but somebody could come in on that brown site today and build a building and start manufacturing chemicals on it. It's a brown site, so that could be done also. This is the gentlest use we're ever gonna see for that site.
Sure. One of the other things that came up in the Human Relations Commission conversations was a group of people that are hoping that the city can continue its work and do even more to make Carbondale more welcoming to students, particularly at SIU Carbondale, but also the community colleges and other areas. Lowering tuition came up as a possible option as well. Mayor, what is the city doing in terms of actively working with the university on that welcoming atmosphere?
Well, I think I can't believe anybody with their eyes open in this town can't see what we're doing. We're the downtown revitalization along Illinois Avenue, those projects. The second phase is finished. The third phase, we're gathering funding for it. It'll be a couple of years away. That has gotten noticed by so many parents. I've gotten emails from parents, comments when I'm out at SIU at Parents Day or something about how nice our downtown looks. We just rolled out free Wi-Fi. That was a number one thing on a student survey that they wanted to have happen downtown. We put an entry monument on the east side of Carbondale that branded Carbondale as home to a great university here. There have just been multiple things going on. We meet monthly with the university, with the chancellor's office, so we can stay in touch with what we're doing. All this has been going on since I was elected, and we were fortunate to have a city council that saw that these things were needed. It's something we have to do our part out here. And I mean, if people will look, just watch the media now, listen to the media of all the positive things that are going on at SIU. We had a photo op with the mayors from, we had six or seven mayors there for the SalukiCon that went on, and so that they could use that as promotional material. So the mayors drove over there at 7:30 in the morning to the student center and got our pictures taken and had some fun. And so it's not just Carbondale, it's the entire surrounding area. And you know, part of my issue with what the Human Relations Commission has done is they're trying to make a judgment or ask citizens to make a judgment on what the proper amount of tuition is. We simply don't have that information. I don't have that information. And I see a lot of the university's financial papers and everything on what their tuition should be. I think we have a good administration at the university now, a good board of trustees that will make those decisions. They've seen the errors of the past, and they're going to get this job done.
A lot of weighty issues that take a lot more time, frankly, than what we have. But, gentlemen, I appreciate your time.
Thanks,
Carbondale's Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams joining us for WSIU In Focus. You can find more In Focus interviews and much more at our website, wsiunews.org.